New figures have revealed Australia's obesity epidemic is worsening. More than 11 million people in the country are now officially overweight or obese. The problem is worst in regional centres, with 3 out of 4 people in some areas carrying too much weight. Melbourne woman Kate Doulahan was self-described as a fat kid, but she says concerns over her long-term health led her to prioritise healthy eating and exercise.
I lost weight during my teens, but regained that with school and university, and then got to a stage where I hit around 100 kilos. I'm not really sure exactly what it was, and actually missed the bus, and so I decided to walk to the next bus stop, and then continually missed the bus and end up kick-starting a weight loss journey, and as a consequence changed some of my eating habits as well, and made some sustainable changes in that regard as well, incorporating physical activity into my everyday life, and then lost 40 kilos, and that's something I've maintained for, well, at least probably 10 years.
But it is a change many Australians are yet to make. Figures released by the Australian Institute of Health and Welfare show a dramatic increase in obesity rates over the last 2 decades. Obesity is defined as having a body mass index, or BMI, of 30 and above, while overweight is defined as having a BMI of over 25. In 1995, 56% of Australians were considered overweight or obese. That grew to more than 63%, or 11 million people, last year. More than 70% of men and 56% of women are now overweight or obese. Obesity Policy Coalition Executive Manager Jane Martin says the results are alarming.
We need to be really concerned. This is not just a problem that is isolated. This is a problem across the population. So we need a population-wide approach as well as a community-based approach.
The figures also show adults in rural areas are more likely to be overweight or obese than those in metropolitan areas. The highest rate is in country South Australia at 73%, while the lowest is in Northern Sydney at 53%. The campaign manager for the Cancer Council's Live Lighter program, Alison Jin, says reducing obesity in regional communities is a particular challenge.
Regional areas always come up as worse in the rates of overweight and obesity. They have less access to fresh fruit and vegetables, it's less quality and it's often more expensive. And because of the lack of transport, they're often more reliant on their cars, and so they have to spend more time doing purposeful physical activity to really get those hours up.
Jane Martin says it shows a clear need for a national obesity strategy. She says it should include a tax on sugary drinks.
We also need to see things like the Health Star labelling scheme on the front of food packaging extended across all foods, which will support people to compare and make healthier choices. And then the manufacturers also reformulate, which is really important, so make the processed foods healthier because people are eating those foods. Finally, it's really important that we get rid of unhealthy food marketing to children. It's absolutely pervasive. It's swamping them, particularly digitally. Children are being, their information's being harvested. These companies are preying on our children in a really predatory way, and that must be addressed. I mean, we've just had our Olympics sponsored by McDonald's, Coca-Cola and Cadbury. They're the wrong messages to be sending to our children, the wrong messages to be sending to our community.
Jane Martin says overweight and obese Australians are costing the economy $8.6 billion a year.
This is affecting our human capital, our economic productivity, our society as a whole is being impacted by this, and it's costing us all a lot of money.
Kate Doulahan has run 6 marathons and now works as a nutritionist. She says the government must act urgently to stop obesity rates from continuing to rise.
It saddens me. Health is one thing that we can, you know, if you haven't got your health, what do you have? You can have all the money in the world, but if you don't have a healthy lifestyle, then what's the point? From a nutrition perspective, I find it frightening that it's still being overlooked at governmental levels, because hospitals are already not able to cope, and it's just a time bomb as we continue to age and continue to get unhealthier.